This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 12:33 here on the Fan, time for the Daily Ticker. We got three stops to make, so we got to go in and out, and we'll start with the first one in studio. Patrick Harris is joining us.
Hello, my friends.
Yeah, Beers on Us podcast with Mike Lynch. Follow, subscribe, download, all those fun things, and then the Hot Corner, Harrison Lynch, the baseball show here on 1080 The Fan. I wanted to bring you in because you are in the beer craft industry.
This is true.
And big news came out. Bridgeport Brewing is going to cease brewing operations.
It's a pretty crazy thing. Mike and I, if you listened to last week's podcast, we talked about Burnside Brewing has also closed. We also have referenced in the past Royale's struggles and Widmer shutting down their restaurant, turning into a tap room, and then
what
shutting down the tap room.
On? There's too many breweries, aren't there?
It's funny. Like, people ask me all the time, is this town saturated? Like, is the beer industry saturated? And I always say no, because even though there are 90 plus breweries in the greater Portland area, only maybe, I say 10, Mike pushes me to 20, are worth a damn. So you got all these breweries that survive because they reside in a neighborhood that has no other option. So people walk down the street. It's like a cool Portland thing to go to a brewery. Yeah. You bring your dog, you bring your kids, you have some pints, you eat a burger. It's like the cool atmosphere thing. So a lot of breweries survive because of that. But at the end of the day, what we're seeing in this town, at least what I'm noticing, and this is what we mentioned when we were talking about Burnside, is if you are not, people's palates are starting to evolve. If you're not making good beer, and I'm not bashing on Burnside or Bridgeport or anything like that. I'm just saying
they're not making beer anymore, so it's okay if you're being honest about something like this.
If your beer is not quality, people will stop buying it. And when people stop buying it, you go under. I've been to that Bridgeport location many times. It's a really cool spot. The food is good. They did an attempt to kind of rebrand themselves, so they've got new logos, new images. And then they also brought in a pilot system to make small batch beers to kind of showcase, hey, it's not all just Hop Czar. It's not all just Tiny Horse Pilsner. Like, we can do some really cool small stuff to show you that we still know what we're doing, and somehow that didn't do it.
So you're not worried? The future's still bright for the brew scene here in Portland?
The future is still bright because this beer scene is still making great beer. I think what we're going to start seeing is that those that aren't making good beer will go by the wayside.
All right. You're going to talk about this on the Beers on Us podcast?
Yeah, Mike and I are actually going to record it after this.
All right.
And we'll talk about it. I mean, we have another subject that we're going to put. It will be brought up. I mean, it's big news. Bridgeport is what we call an OG. I say that there are, you know, a handful of OGs. It's Widmer, the McMiniman brothers, Bridgeport, Full Sail, and Deschutes. And those are kind of the OGs. And one no longer has a place that you can get their beer unless it's a dive bar with dirty lines. And one just went under today.
Yeah. Patrick Harris, follow the podcast Beers on Us, him and Mike Lynch, and then the Hot Corner here on 1080 The Fan, talking all things baseball. Thanks so much for joining us, Patrick.
Not a problem, my friend.
All right, we move on in the Daily Ticker now, and we go to New York to talk with Ken Davidoff, New York Post baseball columnist. We want to continue to talk about this topic until something happens.
Because nothing has happened.
Nothing is happening in Major League Baseball. Manny Machado, Bryce Harper, nobody's been signed yet to our knowledge.
Well, hey, easy. Gerardo Parra just signed with the Giants today, okay?
Well, Ken joins us now on the MVP HomeLoans.com Guild Hotline. Ken, thanks for taking some time for us here in Portland. When are these big name players going to sign? When is everybody else going to sign? It's starting to upset guys like Justin Verlander.
I'm sorry, what about Justin Verlander?
Oh, I was just saying it's starting to upset players, free agencies, not really moving Major League Baseball. When do you expect some more movement?
I mean, in the next couple of weeks. I mean, I would think by March 1st, Harper and Machado will be signed, and then you'll see some of the other big names, Dallas Keuchel, Craig Kimbrell, Marwin Gonzalez signed in a similar time span.
How much does this set back certain teams and players? The fact that pitchers and catchers reporting for almost everybody yesterday or today, and full rosters are reporting by the end of the week. If you got guys signing in March, missing the first couple of weeks of spring training, does that set them back at all team-wise or player-wise?
I think it does, yeah. I mean, if you look what happened last year, it was even worse. Even more big names were unsigned at this juncture, and many of those guys wound up having subpar seasons for them. I think one notable exception would be the Red Sox, J.D. Martinez, but guys like Jake Arrieta and Mike Moustakas and Alex Cobb really struggled during the season.
Ken Davidoff, our guest, New York Post baseball columnist. There was a report that Manny Machado got a $220 million deal from the Yankees. Are we to believe that's true? And then if so, kind of weird that he wouldn't sign that, right?
It's not true.
Not true at all. Okay.
Nope.
You expect Bryce Harper to go where?
Great question. Back in like November 1st-ish, I said that he would go to the Cardinals, so I will wear that, even though it's not looking very like.
Oh, there we go. I like that hot take, Ken. Hey, you know, got a lot of Cardinal talk out there for Bryce Harper. Ken, thanks so much for joining us here in Portland, man. We'll catch up with you once the season gets going.
Okay.
All right, there we go. Good stuff from Ken Davidoff, New York Post baseball columnist. We move on now in the Daily Ticker. There's a rumor out there. The Detroit Lions are on the clock for the NFL draft, and there's a rumor that Matthew Stafford could be on the trade block for the Detroit Lions. So we talk with beat writer Dave Burkett of the Detroit Free Press. He joins us now on the MVP HomeLoans.com Guild Hotline. Is the Stafford era over in Detroit, Dave?
No, I think this is a much ado about nothing. I mean, look, the Lions have you know, they came out pretty forcefully after the season, said they're with Stafford. You know, Pop, the comments yesterday about the Lions being willing to draft somebody with a quarterback, any position with the eighth overall pick, that was just Bob answering a fan's question. I wouldn't read too much into it. I think he was just sort of keeping all the options on the table in case a quarterback happens to be there and maybe he needs to drum up some trade interest for one of those teams picking behind him.
Hmm. Would that be a smart move in your mind? I mean, the Stafford era and just how it's gone and he is getting up there in age. Would that be a smart move for them to take a quarterback at number eight?
I think they got bigger holes and bigger problems in quarterback. I mean, I certainly understand that, you know, Stafford's 31, so he's at the end of the prime of his career, maybe. I mean, still a young guy by quarterback standards, but, kind of is who he is at this stage of his career entering year 11. They haven't won anything with him. I certainly understand the desire to move away from that. But, look, Matt Patricia, Bob Quinn, Matthew Stafford even, I mean, their contracts all align. They're sort of joined at the hip right now. I don't think the Lions have time with this current regime to go through a rebuild. I think they need to win now. If they don't, I think they all could be on the chopping block next year.
You know, Dave, there's always a lot of talk around the country on the Detroit Lions about the way the organization has been run, their lack of playoff success, superstars retiring maybe a couple years before they should. How is it different now in your eyes, if at all, with Patricia, Quinn, just maybe the direction of the organization and leadership right now versus where it was a few years ago?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know that it's much different. I mean, certainly it's new faces and, you know, these guys came from championship pedigrees and, you know, I understand that. But look, I mean, Jim Schwartz coached under, Bill Belichick once upon a time. And, you know, Martin Mayhew won a ring when he was a player. So it's not like they haven't, you know, tried some of these methods before. It's just, look, the Lions have not had a whole lot of success. Last year was a major disappointment. You know, players didn't fully buy into Matt Patricia early on. I think that, you know, sort of helped grease the skids for the bad season that they had. And this is going to be a big year. They need to get things right this year. Otherwise, like I said, you know, they all could be in trouble.
Well, and looking at that, too, for next season, how daunting is it to just see the teams around you in the division? I mean, Chicago in the year that they had, right. Minnesota, I know they didn't make the playoffs, but still a ton of talent there. And then Aaron Rodgers speaks for himself. How daunting is that division next year?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, right? I mean, look, New England, I mean, great franchise, model franchise, but, you know, Miami, the Jets, the Bills, those teams aren't exactly, you know, pushing for winning the division over there. Here in the NFC North, you got, I mean, every team but the Lions is, you know, it seems like wins it every other year or so, because the Bears, obviously one of the best defenses in the NFL. You'd never rule out Aaron Rodgers. We'll see what happens with the Vikings this offseason. They've got some moves they got to make, but, you know, they've got a really good defense as well. So the Lions, I mean, at least the way things stand here in mid-February, they look like number four out of a 14 division.
Yeah, Dave Burkett, Detroit Free Press, joining us. No, he says, on Matthew Stafford traded from the Detroit Lions. No on the quarterback at number eight. We'll see what they do in the NFL draft. Dave, great stuff, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you again.
All right, there we go. Dave Burkett, Detroit Free Press. Ken Davidoff, New York Post.
He seemed really, do we need to talk about that one? Really thrilled to talk baseball with us. He was like engaged as baseball fans are, considering that there's over 100 free agents who haven't signed anywhere yet.
I've never heard anything like that in my life. Hey, thanks for joining. Okay.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Big gulps, huh?
When I called him today to hop on the show, I said, hey, Ken, love to get you on. Hey. Talk Harper, Machado, no lack of free agency movement. He goes, yeah, I'd love to talk about that. Can't wait to talk. And then I got him on, and he didn't even hear my first question. I thought, here we go. Rip-roaring start.
Oh, the Yankees reportedly offered Manny Machado $220 million. Is that
not
true?
Not true.
Okay.
All right. Got it.
On
to the next question.
You know when I really knew we were in trouble was when he chose the Cardinals?
For Bryce Harper.
Has anybody speculated the Cardinals?
No.
We've heard nothing. No. Absolutely nothing.
No, there's been nothing.
The only latest today on Harper was Heyman reported he doesn't want a short-term deal, which probably means he's going to sign a short-term deal now. That was the only report we've seen today.
Okay.
That was strange.
Hey,
I'm not going to lie.
That's what you get with the Daily Ticker, Harris. That's
right.
What you get.
Right.
Good
well,
stuff.
I'm glad to have not have been strange for you.
Thank you for hopping in and talking the beer scene, man. That was big news from Bridgeport this morning.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.